Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of community announcements, along with some news from the Philippines and the U.S., and we're going to go back a couple months back and talk about a remarkable life of a pioneer here in the Filipino community here in Minnesota that passed away last May, and talk about some of the contributions that this phenomenal woman made in not only the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota, but in Minnesota in general, along with a diverse set of musical selection for this evening's show. But in regards to the community announcements for this evening, we'll start with our first one, and this comes from the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. They will be having their fall open house on Friday, September the 19th at the Brunix Room 114 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this event will be catered by Cora's Best Wings and More, Cocina, and Kung Fu Tea. In regards to our second community announcement from the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota, this actually takes place the following day, and that is the 31st Annual Phil Minnesota Association Golf Tournament, which will be taking place on Saturday, September the 20th, at the Shamrock Golf Course at the 19625 Larkin Road in Corcoran, Minnesota, which I believe is right near Maple Grove, Minnesota. This is 18-hole, four-person scramble format. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 763-323-9919. Some interesting facts about the FMA golf tournament is it definitely had some unique weather conditions through the years. It's had tournaments where it has been extremely warm, like it has been this past weekend, but it's also had some torrential downpour that we have seen in the past. We saw a young Christian Labrador who golfed at Division I Brown University shock the Filipino golf community as, I think, a young teenager and help his four-team win that particular year and win in other years. And then in one particular year, in one of those crazy rainy formats, his team took on Owen Rexing, who went to Rosemont High School in Rosemont, Minnesota, and later is currently playing Division I golf for the University of St. Thomas. But I believe that they were able to compete against each other at one time at one of the tournaments. And an interesting fact about Owen Rexing, actually two interesting facts about Owen Rexing, is that his senior year, he tied for first with two other golfers to be the state champion in golf. And we did mention that Owen's last name is Rexing, and he is the son of Tina Rexing, who some of you might know as one of the most well-renowned Filipino-American entrepreneurs in the state. She is the woman behind T-Rex Cookies. You often see her on a lot of the local news shows, and you see stories about her. She even has a podcast. I'm not sure if they've been broadcasting as much in the recently, but she is a fixture in the community in regards to her big cookies. T-Rex is kind of a play on her name, Tina, and her last name, Rexing. And if you haven't guessed by now, her cookies are known for being quite big as if not bigger than, say, a toddler's head. In regards to other community announcements, on September 26, which is a Friday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota at 1380 Frost Avenue, the PCM Coffeehouse Show will take place. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7932. And another event that's taking place at the PCM is a benefit for the Philippine Center of Minnesota. It's a Sounds Possible production that will be featuring the artist Giselle. And this will be taking place on October the 11th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. They will be featuring a couple of artists and a band. The band known as Pintura Band, along with guest performance from Talison Ducat, Robert Mariano, Dr. Ed Santos, Anna Brown, and Alone Yang. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Emmy at 763-350-6476. And as we mentioned earlier, a pioneer in the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota passed away last May. And I thought that we should give some flowers, as they say, to this remarkable woman that passed away a couple months back. And that is Ofelia Gloria Balcos. And this is coming from her obituary. Ofelia Gloria Balcos, age 88, of St. Louis Park, passed away peacefully on May 29, 2025. Surrounded by her loving family, exactly 1 year to the day of her beloved husband Emmanuel's passing, a devoted wife, mother, grandmother, and community leader, Ofelia leaves behind a powerful legacy of serving, compassion, and trailblazing leadership. And we're just going to pause for one more moment in regards to this obituary as we talk about the remarkable impact that Ms. Balcos had here in the Filipino community, as she's having a little bit of loading problems with said story or said obituary. But here we go. Born in Mabini, Batangas, Philippines on April 9th, 1937, Ofelia was the daughter of Pedro Emilio Gloria and Flora Castillo Calangi, the eldest of six siblings, Hermie, Lita, Zenny, Arthur, and Manolo. She carried the value of responsibility and leadership from a young age. She graduated from Far Eastern University School of Nursing in 1958, where she met her future husband, Dr. Emmanuel G. Balcos. The two secretly married and followed him to the United States in 1959. They eventually settled in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they raised their five children, Edwin, Ethan, Eileen, Edie, and Eric. She's also survived by her beloved grandchildren, Nico, Jade, Alicia, Mitchell, Justin, Jacob, and Maya. A registered nurse by training, Ofelia also took postgraduate training at Mercy Hospital in Chicago, but her contributions went far beyond the clinical settings. She became one of the most respected community leaders in Minneapolis and a nationally recognized advocate for civil rights and Filipino-American culture. In 1981, she was appointed the Minneapolis Commission on Civil Rights, a powerful quasi-judicial body that protects citizens from discrimination and enforces civil rights laws. In 1988, Ofelia made history as the first woman and first Asian American to be elected chair of the commission. She also served as a commissioner for 17 years and as chair for five consecutive years, where she led the organization during a time of internal division and restored its integrity and purpose. Under her leadership, the commission created a civil rights curriculum integrated into the ninth grade public school system, greatly increased awareness of justice and equity in the community. Her extraordinary records of firsts also include being the first woman president of the Film Minnesota Association, 1978 through 1979, where she founded the Debutantes Ball in an annual tradition that continues to celebrate Filipino culture and community. She's the first Asian president of the Hennepin Medical Society Alliance and Minnesota Medical Association Alliance, supporting medically oriented charitable endeavors across the state. A vice chair of the Council of Asian Pacific Minnesotans, appointed by the governor. Board of Governors, member of the Auxiliary of Philippine Physicians in America. She also served in leadership advisory roles for the Parish Council of the Basilica of St. Mary, Minneapolis Public Schools, American Medical Association Alliance, and various multicultural and civil rights organizations, including the Women of Colored Organizations, National Associations for Human Rights Workers, and Asian Women Action Committee. A deeply devout Catholic and fierce advocate for justice, Ophelia was once called a peacemaker and a guardian of civil rights. Her work earned her a dozen of accolades, including Outstanding Filipina in Minneapolis, 20 Outstanding Filipino Americans in the U.S. and Canada, Overseas Filipino Outstanding Individual Award, Mabini Outstanding Award from her hometown, Community Service Award from the Far East University Nursing Alumni Association, proclamations from the Mayor of Minneapolis and the City Council, including the Declaration of Ophelia Balcos Day on August the 17th. Her story was featured on the front cover of the Women's Journal in the Philippines and included the Women's of Minnesota's Historical Poster Series by Minnesota's Historical Society. Despite her many honors, Ophelia remains most proud of her family, her children, and her grandchildren, her joy and the heart of her life work. She will be remembered for her warmth, wisdom, strength, and unwavering faith in goodness of people. Rest in peace to a true legend of the Filipino community here in Minnesota, Ophelia Balcos. In some ways, or many ways, because of Ms. Balcos, this is why myself is sitting here doing the Filipino American National News. It is in the event, the Debutantes Ball, where I was a participant in 93, 94, 95 as an escort, that I was able to get more in touch with my Filipino culture, along with meeting more Filipino Americans in the community. It's where I established a lifelong friendship with many people, but especially my former co-host here on the Filipino American National News, Ramon Hugh, who I was able to share the airwaves here on KFEI and the Filipino American National News for close, if not 20 years on the show. So the impact that Mrs. Balcos, along with her husband, Emmanuel Balcos, has had on the community is definitely profound. They even established a scholarship for many years in the Debutantes Ball, rewarding the academic successes of both an escort and debutante. So sometimes I hear out loud that what purpose does a Filipino serve in being Minnesota? I mean, they say it's cold, it's snowing, it's not warm, but there's a lot of Filipinos that make a tremendous impact, not only here in Minnesota, but across the United States. And you don't have to be in a major Filipino metropolitan like a Los Angeles or a Chicago or New York or even a Virginia Beach to make an impact in your community or in the community at large in the United States. So rest in peace, Mrs. Balcos. For right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the artist Gabe Bondoc, and the name of this song is called Postcards.
Postcards. small white card, stamped it in my city before I sent it off to yours. I'm hoping that it finds you as it's traveling east. I pray it finds your doorstep, oh, and that it's still in one piece. I know I didn't write much, I hope that's alright. I promise I tried all night. I hope you've been well, I've been doing alright. Trying to find the rhythm through the blues tonight. Oh, well, I wish that it were, but it won't be. Cause this needs more than a postcard, baby. So much more than a postcard, baby. I've been trying to write, it's just too heavy. I've been trying to write, my heart, it won't let me. And it would take more than what'll fit in an envelope. It would say more than any song that I've ever wrote. But I can't go, so the postcard goes. Time. I wish I'd known the future, and I wish that I could turn back time. Everybody's wondering, they've been asking about you. I say you're doing okay, but I wish that I knew. And no, I didn't write much, still hoping you're right. And anything's fine, even just one line. I hope you've been well, I've been doing alright. Trying to find the rhythm through the blues tonight. Oh, how I wish that it were, but it won't be. Cause this needs more than a postcard, baby. So much more than a postcard, baby. I've been trying to write, it's just too heavy. I've been trying to write, my heart, it won't let me. And it would take more than what a feed in this envelope. It would say more than any song that I've ever wrote. But I can't go, so the postcard goes. How I wish I could tell you what you and I both need to hear. But how would that work? If we both meet differently, I hope that you're happy there between the sun and the sand. And if you forget me, well, I'll understand. Cause this needed more than a postcard, baby. So much more than a postcard, baby. I've been trying to write, it's just too heavy. I've been trying to write, my heart, it won't let me. And it would take more than what'll fit in this envelope. And it would say more than any song that we've ever wrote. I've been trying to write, my heart, it won't let me. And it would take more than what'll fit in this envelope. And it would say more than any song that we've ever wrote. But I can't go, so the postcard goes.
And that was Gabe Bundok with Postcard. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, also online at KFEI.org, and by searching the Filipino American National News, our show is archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also find us via the Google app and the Apple Store. And also find us on Facebook and Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find many of our recent interviews in the last couple of years that were either done in person or via Zoom on our Facebook feed. But our next article comes from the AlJazeera.com. China military has warned the Philippines against any provocations in this tense South China Sea as it continues to launch patrol and advance plans to solidify its control of the area. A spokesman for the Chinese military Southern Theater Command issued a statement directed at the Philippines that referred reference a joint drills with the United States and Japan in major waterway carrying more than $3 trillion of annual commerce. We sternly warned the Philippines side to immediately stop provoking incidents and escalating tension in the South China Sea, as well as bringing in external forces for backing such efforts that are destined to be futile, the spokesman said. Any attempts to stir up trouble or disrupt the situation will not succeed. Philippine maritime and military authorities have not commented immediately. The warning comes after the U.S. Asia Pacific Command and in a statement that Japan, the Philippines, and the U.S. conducted joint maritime exercises in the Philippines' exclusive economic zone from Thursday to Saturday to strengthen regional and cooperation and support a free and open Asian Pacific region. The U.S., along with our allies and partners, uphold the right to freedom of navigation, overflight, and other lawful use of the sea and international airspace, as well as respect to maritime rights under international law, it said. This comes days after China's State Council on Wednesday revealed its intentions to establish a natural reserve spanning 3,500 hectares, which is equivalent to 8,650 acres, on the disputed islet of the Scarborough Shoal, a contested territory claimed by both China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. The Philippines strongly protests the move and was backed by a statement of condemnation issued by the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Friday. This is yet another attempt to advance China's interests at the expense of its neighbors and regional stability, Rubio said, adding that Beijing is trying to push expansive maritime and territorial claims. And that is it from our news desk for the evening. Just a reminder that it is Fall Pledge Drive that's coming up. It begins on Wednesday, September the 17th through Friday, September the 26th. You can do so in one of two ways. You can do so through the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it through the KFAI website as well. But right now, we're going to end the song from an artist by the name of Unique Salonga, and the name of this track is Away Bati. Stay tuned for Sound Effects. Thank you.
to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.